true. I may have been raised by wolves. People talk about it all the time. Were you raised by wolves? Maybe. But thank God I was raised as an American. That's what I'll say to you today. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. And we have a lot of things to talk about. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, reports of Dorian's demise may have come much too soon. The hurricane that battered the Bahamas is now pounding the Carolinas and headed north. Number two, universal background checks, red flag laws, and outlawing all sorts of guns. It's all on the Democrats' list of things to do, and that of the Brady campaign as well. We'll talk about it. And number one, Michigan becomes the first state in America to ban flavored vaping products. They've been banned across the board. The governor declaring a public health emergency regarding vaping, which has caught a lot of people by surprise. We'll get to that in just one moment. One moment. But first, if you missed it last night, because you probably did, because who would have watched it in the first place? CNN held a town hall on global warming. And during this town hall event, Joe Biden's left eye filled with blood. Joe's left eye filled with blood. It was what we would say is not a good look, shall we say. A subconjunctival hemorrhage. Some conjunctival hemorrhage occurred. And so his whole left eye turned bright red. We'll get back to that in a bit. We're going to have video. We're going to have comments about it. We'll show it all to you as soon as we can. But first this. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a public health emergency for those who use e-cigarettes and then move to ban flavored vaping products. They will be off the shelves in Michigan in 30 days. That's the ruling from the state of Michigan. It's the first in the nation to take this step to address what they call the epidemic of young people vaping. And the numbers are quite staggering. High school kids reported that one in five in 2018 across the country vaped last year. One in five. It is prevalent across young people. I've been to events where you see young people anywhere from 16 to 25 years old. They're all vaping. I've seen this in places. And I wonder about it. I know that it's better than smoking cigarettes, but yet it makes you wonder. But here you go. The move by the governor targets all sweet-flavored things like wild cherry and bubble gum. It also covers mint and menthol. So all of the flavors that people enjoy, adults and children alike, are being removed. The governor says those flavors are used to target young people to make lifetime customers. There may be truth to that. She announced her number one decision and her number one priority is to keep kids in Michigan safe, adding she must protect the health of all citizens. The American Heart Association, among the groups applauding the governor's move. According to the organization, more than 3.6 million middle and high school kids vaped last year. They say Whitmer has taken an appropriate step to address what they call this epidemic. Though Whitmer is calling it a public health emergency, the Associated Press reported what might be the first death linked to vaping ever. It came out of Illinois just last week, that report. Now, when you call this a public health emergency, my question becomes this. What constitutes a public health emergency? In Michigan, I did as much looking as I could. I could not find anyone who had died from vaping. Yes, these young people are hooked on nicotine. Yes, they are vaping all the time. Yes, it might even be termed an epidemic. But the health risks compared to actually smoking cigarettes are significantly less. Significantly less. In fact, cigarettes have a much more dire impact on Michigan and the nation than vaping does by any metric. And so I ask you, wouldn't the right thing, if you're really concerned about a public health emergency, the right thing would be declaring cigarettes a public health emergency, or maybe heroin and opioids a public health emergency? These would be the things to demand that action is taken immediately. Think about this. Across the country, almost 500,000 people will die this year alone from the direct use of cigarettes. 500,000 from the direct use of cigarettes. Another 40,000 plus will die from secondhand smoke. In the state of Michigan, 16,200 people die each year. That's 45 people a day here in Michigan. 1,300 a day across the country that die directly related to cigarettes. Now, that's not to discount the concern that people have over vaping. I don't think that discounts the concern of people vaping and having it be a problem in middle schools and high schools. It's prevalent. It's ubiquitous in many places now. But when you look at the costs associated with smoking cigarettes, you have to ask yourself, has this concern been misplaced? I'll give you some Michigan figures so you understand and you can compare it to what you know. The healthcare cost stemming directly from smoking in the Great Lakes state is $4.59 billion. That according to tobaccofreekids.org. Medicaid costs are $1.36 billion. And lost productivity comes in at $4.78 billion. And all Michigan pays a steep price over $10 billion annually from the direct use of cigarettes. Period. There is no metric whatsoever anywhere near that when it comes to vaping. None. So what is the real public health emergency? It's hard to overstate how devastating smoking is on Michigan and the country. Vaping, though concerning, doesn't even begin to rise to the level of this destruction of lives and families. Not at this point. And for many people that did smoke cigarettes, vaping has been an off-ramp, a way for them to quit smoking, quit putting tar into their lungs and all the carcinogens that come with cigarettes, with burning tobacco. All of those things are eliminated when you turn to vaping. Yes, there have been concerns about pneumonia and other trace elements in this vapor that they inhale. But compared to inhaling smoke from tobacco, so far there is no comparison. But there is another component here that we need to touch on, and that is the financial reality of tobacco. We'll use Michigan as an example again. In fiscal year 2017-18, Michigan brought in $920 million in taxes from cigarettes, $100 million more than they brought in from business taxes in the same year. Tobacco's big business. It's good for the economy. Of the $920 million collected to the Michigan House Fiscal Agency, schools got $345 million. Medicaid, surprisingly, $330 million. The general fund, more than $180 million. And a program called Healthy Michigan, ironically, took $32 million in taxes from the sale of cigarettes. So where's the public health emergency? Make no mistake, this will be a trend that will roll out across the country. School administrators, people from the American Health agencies like the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, the Cancer Institutes, all of these groups will get together and say it's the right thing to stop these kids from vaping the way they are. But the way this has rolled out, flavored vapes will be removed within 30 days from the shelves of stores here in Michigan. They'll also not be legal to distribute from the internet. You can't have it delivered to your house. So adults also will not be allowed to have flavored vaping products going forward. And again, I ask you, is this the right focus? Is this the right direction for those who believe there's a public health emergency? If you believe that, then your number one public health emergency would be tobacco and cigarettes and cigars, pipes, and all of that. Let me know your thoughts at stevegruber.com. Drop me a line. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to WyckoffWellness.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. in Lansing.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.